beautiful sadness again. It's one of those things where it's just heartbreaking and beautifully written in that way. You know, it's not just sad. It's just one of those singer-songwriter songs that I've always just sort of turned on and turned up because it's so well captured what he's feeling.
His songs tended to be sort of not angry songs, just regretful, really. Things that had gone wrong, but regret and no blame being attached, which is quite an attractive thing, isn't it?
It is. It is. And that's, you know, it's inspired me. I try to write that the same way. So it is. It's very much so.
Yeah. Folk and blues have had a big influence on you, haven't they?
Very much, yeah.
That's
country, you know, country music too. I mean, that's all heartbreak and telling stories and trying to capture it just right.
Well, here's a prime example of that. It's Dolly Parton and Jolene.
Exactly. I have always loved her. And, you know, I'll Always Love You, I was a huge fan of before Whitney did it, which she also did it beautifully. But this song, I don't know. It's just such an honest, beautiful. Her songwriting is incredible. And just to say, you know, what one woman would want to say to another woman and capture it again so beautifully. And I can remember this recently. You know, we were all singing it, you know, after like 8 pints in the chorus. Specifically, it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those amazing songs.
Everybody knows the song, though, don't they?
It's true. And then you start singing it, and the whole pub was singing it.